In just 10 years as a pro, Annika Sörenstam has qualified for the LPGA and World Golf Halls of Fame, is by far the women's all-time money leader, and has set or tied dozens of records. But it isn't always Annika and the also-rans. Since 1998, when Sayri Park came on the LPGA and won her first two majors, players from Korea, Park, Grace Park, Mi-Yoon Kim, Gloria Park, and others, have taken 38 tournaments. LPGA Commissioner Ty Votaw.
We had 19 different winners last year, so the quality and depth and breadth of talent of the LPGA is very, very strong. We have a lot of great young players, a lot of veteran players who are continuing to teach the rest of the membership how to win. Last year, Beth Daniel, Meg Mallon, Julie Inkster, Rosie Jones, all winning events.
22-year-old Lorena Ochoa from Mexico, last year's Rookie of the Year, was a first-time winner earlier this season.
There are so many good players, probably top 10 or top 20 players. I've been really, really close, maybe one or two strokes of the lead, and you never know who's going to shoot a lower round and win the tournament.
Sure, some are envious of Sörenstam's success, but Karen Koch says golfers have enough to be concerned with, staying on top of their own game.
Of course, I wish that I could do what she's doing, but out here, you compete against the course and against yourself, and you can only improve on your own game. You can't really be too bothered by what someone else is doing.
And Natalie Gulbis, still seeking her first LPGA victory, says everybody wins when Sörenstam tees it up.
Anytime you can get Annika to come to an event and adds to the event and what she's done for the LPGA and what she's done for the tour, every year that she continues to play is a bonus.
Another Annika addition has been her attention to physical fitness, which has led many of the players to make staying in shape standard procedure on tour. So says Patricia Meunier-Lebouc.
All of us are working more after seeing players like Annika working out so much, getting so much more distance and everything. But now it's like a normal thing now to do. It's not like you're going to work out and get a big advantage out of it. You just need to do it.
Last year, in what may have been her greatest contribution to the game, Sörenstam became the first woman in 58 years to play against the men on the PGA Tour. Though missing the cut, she amazed with her ability, was praised for her courage, and created fans for women's golf via a mountain of media coverage. LPGA Commissioner Ty Votaw.
We don't have the same kinds of marketing dollars as consumer product companies do in advertising their wares. We have to rely on, you know, the Fourth Estate to do that, and certainly the fact that they have covered the LPGA, women's golf generally, Annika specifically, in a remarkable way over the past 18 months. We've been the beneficiary of that.
Tomorrow, more on the number one women's golfer today, Annika Sörenstam, and the secret weapon she has nearby for every shot.